Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
We are the Grilling Guys, and that is Shaggy, who I made some steaks for, and he was bragging it up, but
really,
they were pretty good, actually.
That's impressive.
Yeah, all the chicks were hanging around him, so since he was hanging around me, it was okay. My wife really didn't give a crap. Anyway, welcome back to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We are live at Right Brain, and we are feeding our right brain right now with a little bit of Leelanau Cellars Vignoles.
Vignol.
That sounds kind of French.
I think it's designed to be a marketable name. The original name, you know, came from a agricultural specialist, so it didn't sound very good. So they came up with this name instead. It's a French hybrid that we've grown for probably 25 years up in Leelanau County.
And the voice you're hearing is Tony Lenti, general manager of Leelanau Cellars. And we are also joined by Norm Jones from 580, the Super Talk 580 WTCM. And Norm's got a big job ahead of him, the Cherry Festival here, being one of the local celebrities. You've got, you're always in demand. You've got to do you're going to be doing color commentary downtown.
Right. Because entries come through and there's always a behind the scenes story and the people really like it. They've tried to get more people in media along the parade route, you know. But you can't do it on radio because it depends where the radio station is broadcasting from. It's not going to, you know,
right,
be coordinated with the entries. But, yeah, I'm volunteering. I'm doing it, taking the place of a longtime announcer down there, Mel G. He was with the festival for 68 years, and he passed a couple of months ago. Long life.
Pass the torch on to you.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Well,
I feel honored.
That would be a great place to sit, because if you've ever listened to the Norm Jones show, I mean, sometimes I'm laughing out loud when I'm by myself in my car when I've got him on, because it's like, I'm like one of the only guys I know that would say that. I don't know if I'd say it on the radio. I really like that about your show.
I do get in trouble once in a while.
I can't imagine why. Yeah, that's why I only get a Saturday gig. Leelanau Cellars, and again, if we're going to be in Traverse City, there's two big bays, the east and the west.
Correct.
And that peninsula on the west side is the Leelanau Peninsula.
That's correct.
So you cruise up, what is it,
M22.
M22.
Yep, or West Bayshore Drive.
M22, that's quite the brand these days.
That is. Those guys are quite clever.
Uh-huh. You know, and from Glen Arbor.
There's a problem in Leelanau County that they can't seem to keep M22 signs on the road.
Oh, is that right? They even have an M22 store now.
They do.
For those who don't know, it loops around Leelanau County right along the Michigan and West Bay shoreline.
That's right.
And so it's a status symbol, really.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, you're in Omena.
That's right. My favorite in Northport, just north of Omena, you can be at the corner of M22 and M22 as it...
Really?
You know, you have to turn left on M22 to go back down the other side on Lake Michigan through Leland. And
there's another area where they have trouble with signage still, and that's Climax, Michigan.
Wonder why. I'd like one from Hell, Michigan.
That's right.
That's another one.
Is it?
Actually, I used to live right near there in a little town called Adrian. But right now on the Grilling line, we've got our partner Jop again, who's maybe still floating around swatting flies. Thanks for joining us again, Jop. We hate to take too much of your time this morning.
Yeah, well, that's okay, Bob. It sounds like somebody's living in paradise up there, too. So there's another one that I think there's probably tough keeping the signs up. But wanted to share a recipe that I did last week on the grill, and it turned out fabulous. Sometimes you just get lucky, and this is an easy one for our listeners to do. This is a technique that you taught me, Bob, is to butterfly a pork loin. And I went to the store and bought one of those pork loins that's about the size of a softball. It's the whole loin, and I don't know, maybe it was 6-8 inches long, 2 or 3 pounds. And what I did is I took a knife, and I went straight down the middle of it, if it's sitting there, went straight down from the top down to about a half an inch from the bottom, turn a knife blade, and do the same to each side. So what it does is it butterflies that piece of pork. So you've made a vertical cut and two horizontal cuts, and you open that thing up. And then all I did is put some granulated garlic. I put in some dried cherries. This is for your cherry festival. And some dried apricots that I had. And I put those back in there with the granulated garlic, a little salt, a little pepper. And then I rolled that thing up from one side to the other, kind of like a jelly roll. and then I took some butcher's twine, tied it off, threw it on the grill, a medium grill, because I didn't want to cook it fast, and that's a thick piece of meat with all that fruit in there. You want it to cook slowly. But I got my ThermoPen out, and when that thing got to 140 degrees, pulled it off the grill, let it set for about 15 minutes. That's the big key right there, is you want that thing to set, because the juices are going to draw into the meat, and when you cut it, it's just a beautiful-looking piece of meat with that dried fruit in there. The fruit kind of rehydrates from the juice in the meat, and it's just an absolute fabulous dish, really easy to do. You can buy the dried fruit. Everybody's got garlic, salt, and pepper, and you're good to go, man. It was a fabulous dish, came out great, and took me about 2 hours total to do the whole thing.
Wow, that does sound beautiful. When you've got that thing butterflied out, you could even take a jacquard and you could tenderize that thing, because you've got a nice flat piece that's going to look sort of like a flank, and you could jacquard that piece, and then when you're putting your garlic and your salt and pepper on it, maybe even a little oil, then all would go in
thank
there.
Thank you, because I did put olive oil on the outside of it, and I forgot to mention that. I put olive oil on the outside of it once I got it rolled up, and I used that Three Little Pigs Memphis seasoning on there. I mean, that's my go-to.
Okay, do you see what's going on here? He's little bits and pieces are coming out. He's holding out part of the recipe. Come on, John.
That's a smart shot.
Yeah. But anyway, you guys are having fun. Bring me back some of that Leelanau wine, Bob. I know you're going to get a sample, and I'm hoping you can make it through the weekend and bring me a bottle or two back.
Yeah, I'm sure. He only brought two bottles.
Where are they? They disappeared. They were just there a minute ago.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, man. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, man. I've been enjoying the show, and you fellas are doing a fabulous job. I wish I was there with you.
Yeah, well, thanks. Stop pandering on the air.
All right.
Anyway, it's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM every Saturday from 9 to 11. Check out our website. It's called thegrillinguys.com. It's actually a blog. You can comment on anything on that site you like other than pictures of me and Jop. it's by design. I'm the webmaster. But it is a blog. You can also check us out on Facebook / thegrillinguys. And you know, what are you doing this weekend? If you're grilling up something cool, throw it on that Facebook page, because I love it when people show off their grilling stuff on the page. It's just a great way to share with people recipes, tips, and kind of get your props, you know?
I really like it when our customers do the same thing about what they're pairing our wines with. So you got a great beer or a great wine that you think goes with something, I think that's a good thing to share.
Excellent. And that's Tony Lenti from Leelanau Cellars. We've got another wine here to try in the next segment. Up next, we're going to go over some stuff coming up here that we've got going on, some classes and some grilling clubs. So we're the Grilling Guys on 107.3. Stick around. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.